Well, last summer, the idea came to me that it would be great, that there might be great interest in Lena in China. So in November, Dong Shen, my wife Judy, Judy, I don't think you've been recognized yet, but there you are. Stand up, Judy. People would like to see you. It's a 50-50 deal. She's 50% of her money is going into this too. So, but we went together to China to see what interest there would be there. In particular, we went to Hong Kong and Shanghai. And what we found was that indeed there was great interest in Lena in China from all walks of life, a lot of different academics, but also just interest by philanthropists and others. So it was really exciting to be there, especially Shanghai, which is an amazing city. I think it's one of the greatest cities in the world. And we were very fortunate to be introduced to doctors at the Shanghai Children's Medical Center, an amazing hospital where they see 3,000 to 4,000 children per day. So it was great to see that. We discussed with the good doctors at the Shanghai Children's Medical Center the idea of doing an experimental study with Lena using it with language delayed children, and they agreed to do that study. And so I would like to introduce to you the person who will head up that study, and she will tell you a little about the Shanghai Children's Medical Center and also about the design of the study. She is professor of pediatrics and director of behavioral and development, developmental pediatrics. And she has personally played a major role in assessment of child speech and development in China. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Dr. Yilin Song.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you for your introduction. It's my pleasure to be here. At first, I should give my thankfulness to all the people from Lena Foundation to help me with this visit here and give me this opportunity to give the presentation. My topic is about Lena in China, Shanghai Children's Medical Center to conduct a first experimental confirmation of heart and respiratory correlational study. As you know, I'm a developmental pediatrician working in Shanghai Children's Medical Center. Our hospital was invested by Shanghai Municipal Government and an American private foundation, Project Hope. We offer service for children and young adults birth to 18 years old. And Terry said, our outpatient is more than 4,000 a day in our hospital and about 200 a day in our department, developmental and behavioral pediatrics. And I have to see 20 patients half a day in my clinic. So it's a big burden for my clinical work. And our hospital is the second hospital in China which passed the Joint Commission International Accreditation and is the second children's hospital that got this quality approval. In 1998, Ms. Hillary Clinton cut the ribbon for the opening of the hospital. And with the support from Project Hope, every year, over 20 medical professionals receive overseas trainings, and I'm the lucky person that get two chances to study in Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. One is in Child Development Center, and my advisor is Mark Sims, the director of Child Development Center in Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. And the other is also in Children's Hospital, Wisconsin, but in Hearing, Speech, and Language Center to learn something about language assessment and therapy. And our department is one of the three key specialties in our hospital. As you know all, Hart and Wesley found a meaningful difference in the everyday life of American children. And Hart and Wesley longitudinally reported and transcribed the language environment of infants and toddlers. Children were followed longitudinally into school years, and the children and the results show significant correlations between early word exposure and IQ academic success later in life. Correlational results led Hart and Wesley to claim that enhancing early language environment could result in accelerated development. Because of the labor intensiveness of transcription and coding, this study has been difficult to replicate. So there's a need for an experimental study to extend on their work and validate their seminal research. We have done some research about language in China, and we found about 16% of children who at age 24 to 29 months meet the screening criteria of language delay in Shanghai. And the people in China, especially young parents, know the importance of language and language development and communication. But there are some false assumptions in China, especially in older persons. One is the later speech emerges, the smarter the child. So when parents or caregivers first found their first concern about their child language development, they will wait, not find professional assistance as soon as possible. So they also contribute language delay to the tongue problems. They thought whether the child's tongue is too big or too tight, that made them speech impossible. So the phenomenon in China is, you know, we have one child in one family. That's the national policy. So children has less opportunity to communicate as they have no peers at home. And parents has limited strategy to communicate with children. They usually use cars, TV, and early educational DVD program to teach child to talk. And in some institutes that are supposed to provide speech and language therapy in China, their major strategy to facilitate the language communication is the oral motor exercise, which I totally disagree. And the language professional in China is meet the challenge. You know, speech pathology and in language therapy program was set up in one university in China only several years ago. So we have few speech and language pathologists in China. And the pediatricians and the child health workers have to manage children with language problems with their limited knowledge and strategies. And we have few language assessment tools, and we can only rely on IQ test to find the children's language ability, which is not so appropriate. We did some research in language development. We found the first 50 words in expressive vocabularies, which most of them are nouns, include people, objects, animals, and very few are verbs. Children at age of 16 to 17 months, they show the word explosion. And we also found some relationship between grammatical complexity and vocabulary size. According to our large survey in China did 6 years ago, we developed this early language development scale. And this scale will be used in LINA research in China beginning next month. This is the Vice Mayor of China, of Shanghai, also is the former director of our hospital, and he is my academic advisor of my master degree. He's a pediatrician, so, and he would like teachers and educators to show his opinions that the teaching of language for children should follow the developmental rules. What if it doesn't? There will be an additional burden in terms of sacrificing time, happiness, and the children's interests in learning. He advocates cooperation between medicine and education, which we have done something in Shanghai. Teacher Ma and me are good cooperators. And he says, for educators should realize that the child growth and development should be a major focus in education. Teachers should understand the early growth and the developmental patterns. And the pediatric professionals should focus more research in the areas of early growth and development patterns. And the increased amount of public education designed to spread this information to educators. So it's urgent in China to do language research in child development to provide parent education focusing on communication with children. And we also need appropriate therapy for children with language delay. So I think LINA system is a very practical tool in doing language research in China also. It eliminates the need for transcription, significantly reducing the expense of the replication study. It's unobtrusive and records all day, so data are most representative of real life. Finally, parents can get feedback from their behavior and can use this to improve their child's language environment, potentially resetting the developmental trajectory. And the Shanghai Children's Matter LINA study is a multiple phase study. Phase one is a pilot study designed to establish effective breakthrough. Phase two, an experimental study designed to validate heart and wrist claims. So phase one, 18 children, 2 to 13 months, are recruited from Shanghai Children's Medical Center personnel. 6 months study, baseline, screen recordings, and developmental screening assessment, and LINA training. Month one, recording once a week, and a parent meeting. Months 2 to 5, record every other week, and a parent meeting once per month. Month 6, record once a week, and a developmental assessment. And our developmental assessment about clinical visit, and a cognition assessment of Bailey 3, and also SCMC language assessment. Parent questionnaires include Chinese MacArthur Communicative Developmental Inventory, Chinese Child Developmental Inventory, LINA Developmental Snapshot. Parents will attend an hour-long workshop held in SCMC. Parents will see LINA baseline results. They will be instructed on how to interpret LINA results. Professionals will provide parents with strategies for increasing counts, and parents will receive talking tips videos with subtitles to view at home. Each month, parents will attend an hour LINA meeting, and the meeting will provide a supportive atmosphere for parents to discuss results and brainstorm on effective strategies for enhancing language development. And experts in child development will provide a short seminar at each session. And the parents will give children's book at each meeting and help enhancing their child's language development. And the clinicians will be available to talk with parents individually after meeting. So the analysis include two ways: change in parent behavior, change in child development. And we try to answer the question, does counts increase? Does change in behavior maintaining across study? its development accelerated beyond what could be expected in 3 months, in 6 months? Can accelerated development be detected by questionnaire 3 months into linear treatment? And the parents will complete questionnaires designed to tell us about how they feel about linear feedback report and use. And the clinicians and researchers at SCMC will troubleshoot issues, and the lessons learned will be applied during phase three, phase two. Phase two is an experimental study designed to validate heart and wrist claim. It's 30 children, 15 treatment, 15 control. Children with language delay recruited from community, mainly from our department. 3 baseline recordings, developmental assessment, then random assignment into treat and control condition. Treatment group follow recording schedule established in phase one, as well as parent meetings. Control group produce recordings but does not see linear reports. Post-baseline comparison investigating significant difference between treat and control group. Different contributions. Linear Foundation will be provide the equipment for the study as well as guidance on design and protocol. SCMC will be responsible for implementation for both study phase. The project significance is quite clear. The experimental design will allow us to prove the usefulness of LINA as clinical tool that can effectively facilitate change in parent behavior. The longitudinal design will allow us to investigate pattern of behavior change, and the LINA use study in China will allow us to learn more about how LINA can be used most effectively in Chinese culture, provide a more sensitive index for Chinese professionals in doing language research. So it's my pleasure to let you know more about China, Shanghai Children's Medical Center, and the child language issues in China, if you are interested. Please feel free to contact me if you need. Thank you.